Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Tech Take. I'm your host, Colby Hockmuth. Yesterday, the House Committee on Energy and Commerce held a hearing titled Legislation to Further Reduce Impediments on Capital Formation. And while the hearing spoke largely about technical economic policies that infringe on capital formation, there was one piece of legislation, however, that dealt specifically with open data. The bill, by Congressman Hurt of Virginia, would force the SEC to exempt most public companies from the existing requirement to file their financial statements in XBRL. If passed, it would mean that 80% of public companies would file financial statements in plain text only, with no data version. And just so you know, XBRL is open data as opposed to plain text, which is not. In the hearing in Rayburn yesterday, Hurt said it was important to note that the legislation wouldn't necessarily prevent companies from using the XBRL format. Rather, it would give them the option to choose. Now, despite legislation, there was a win for open data supporters yesterday. In the hearing, Tom Quaidman of the Chamber of Commerce expressed his support for open data, especially the open data format in filings with the SEC. Now, Hudson Hollister, founder and CEO of the Data Transparency Coalition, said that the coalition believes with the congressman that his frustration is justified. However, the answer is not to partially ban XBRL. The solution is for the SEC to fully enforce the existing requirement to address the high rate of investors. Now, in a similar hearing in July this past year, Kenneth Mock from Chimex testified that because XBRL reporting doesn't provide much insight for potential investors and small companies, the high cost of compliance far outweighs its benefits. Now, another issue brought up in the hearing is the cost of using the XBRL format, which, according to Chairman Scott Garrett of New Jersey, is part of the fundamental issue. The charge for using XBRL formats should be as affordable as having data in plain formats. So, according to Hollister, the passage of this legislation would be a major setback for open data. So, this comes on top of another open data setback that came to spotlight this week. I did a story this week on the Fed BizOps website, or FBO.gov, and some recent changes that sort of slipped through the cracks and under the radar. On August 1st, the site put the interested party section behind a login wall. Now, as explained to me by someone very familiar with the issue, that makes the interested party's data, which is those people bidding on a contract, unable to be indexed by search engines and therefore unsearchable, which is, you know, a direct contradiction to the Open Data Executive Order, which defines open data as being able to be indexed. When I reached out to the GSA Federal Acquisitions Office, they said the reason for this change was out of security concern. There was a botnet crawling FBO.gov and affecting performance overall at the site. Now, these two issues I've mentioned, as well as the news following healthcare.gov story, shines a big light on open data and government contracting. So what do you think? I'd love to hear your thoughts on the issue. You can tweet at me, at Colby Ann, or email me, colby@fedscoop.com, C-O-L-B-Y. Now that's all for Tech Take this week. I'm Colby Hockmuth. I'll see you next time.